The 10th day of the blessed month of Abib, the martyrdom of St. Theodore, Bishop of Pentapolis. It was on this day that St. Theodore, Bishop of Pentapolis, was martyred. Pentapolis, which means five cities, and was located in what is now Libya. He was ordained bishop by Pope Theonas, the 16th Patriarch of Egypt. 1 year after he was ordained bishop, the Roman Emperor Diocletian started the vicious persecution of Christians across the empire. The governor appointed by Diocletian for North Africa and parts of the Middle East heard about Bishop Theodore and his tireless effort to maintain the Christian faith and to convert even more people to it. The governor ordered that the bishop be brought before him and ordered him to offer a sacrifice to the statues of the Roman gods such as Jupiter and Apollo. Bishop Theodore replied that every day he sacrificed to the true God that created the stone from which the statues were carved. The governor asked what other god could there be except for the Roman gods, and Theodore answered without fear, "There is Jesus Christ, who created you and me and the earth and all other things." The governor responded by ordering that the bishop be tortured and beaten until he was willing to renounce his Christianity. After enduring 40 days of such abuse through the healing and strength given to him by God's grace, St. Theodore, Bishop of Pentapolis, still refused to renounce his faith in the Lord. The governor ordered him beheaded, upon which the ever faithful St. Theodore received the crown of martyrdom in heaven. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, the martyrdom of St. Theodore, Bishop of Corinth, and his companions. It was on this day that St. Theodore, Bishop of Corinth in Greece, was martyred in the year 299 AD. Martyred with him were three women and two governors. The governors' names were Lucianus and Dagnanius. The two governors who gleefully took part in the emperor's persecution of Christians had heard about the devout bishop and how he was so successfully spreading the belief in Jesus Christ. They ordered that the bishop be brought before them and asked him about his beliefs. The bishop proudly told them that he was Christian. They ordered that he be publicly tortured until he renounced his faith in Jesus Christ. God gave Theodore healing and strength during his suffering, and the sainted bishop cried out to the two governors that they were worshiping useless stone statues, that they should turn to the true God of all things. They ordered that Theodore's tongue be cut off and thrown to the ground. A Christian woman, directed by God, picked it up and handed it back to the bishop, who placed it back in his mouth. God then healed it, and St. Theodore immediately started to speak again of the great power of the Almighty God. Those who had been watching this horrible spectacle were amazed how the battered saint had been so miraculously healed, and it caused many of them to immediately believe in the one who could work such wonders. Even one of the governors, Lucianus, found that he suddenly believed in this wondrous God of Bishop Theodore. The other governor, Dagnanius, was so shocked and angered by the incident and all the reaction of the others to it that he ordered St. Theodore to be executed immediately, as well as the three women who had followed him to the place of execution to try to comfort this holy man. Soon after these executions, Lucianus convinced his friend Dagnanius of the miraculous nature of what they had witnessed, and both of them then believed in Jesus Christ and his power over all things. The two governors went to Cyprus and confessed their belief in the Lord to the governor there. He ordered that they be beheaded. Thus did these two governors, once haters and killers of Christians, and now willing to die for the name of Jesus Christ, received the crown of martyrdom, as did the three Christian women who were also willing to die for their faith, as did the brave and true Saint Theodore, Bishop of Corinth. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. And also on this 10th day of Abib, the passing of Saint Anba Gabriel, the 95th Pope of Alexandria. It was on this day in the year 1561 AD that Saint Anba Gabriel VII, the 95th Pope of Alexandria, passed away. Born and raised in the area around the monastery of El Muharik in Upper Egypt, Gabriel realized from a very young age that he wished to devote his life to Jesus Christ. He soon became a monk at St. Macarius Monastery. For many years, Gabriel remained at the monastery, living the ascetic life and in complete devotion to God. He soon impressed all the church fathers with his righteousness and understanding of the Holy Scriptures, and when the 94th Pope, John the 13th, passed away, Gabriel was ordained Patriarch of the See of St. Mark in 1518. This was after the Ottoman conquest of Egypt. The Ottoman Empire was at its greatest strength during the 1500s, which was during the reign of Pope Gabriel. While the Ottomans were generally fairly tolerant of other religions, there were many limitations and regulations that were imposed upon non-Muslims. Thus, the great Christian patriarchs reigning during the Ottoman Empire had to be very careful to not only lead and protect their people, but also to encourage them in keeping their faith while still cooperating with the Ottoman rulers. Pope Gabriel walked such a fine line, and in the 43 years that he was pope, accomplished great things for the Coptic Church, especially the renovation of the monasteries of St. Anthony and of St. Paul, and the monastery of his hometown, El Muharik. But the Ottoman rulers continued to make demands on the pope, some of which the pope knew to be against the welfare of his flock. Finally, after 4 decades as patriarch, and too many impossible demands from the Ottomans, Pope Gabriel decided to leave the chair. He went to the monastery of St. Anthony to live out his life, having received the blessings that the Lord gives to those persecuted for the sake of righteousness. After a while at the monastery, God released him from his earthly struggles he had known and welcomed the soul of Anba Gabriel into heaven. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.